This podcast is brought to you by Civic Tech Innovation Network in partnership with Voice of Viz. Welcome to another episode of the Civic Tech in Africa podcast. I am Natim Kaikwa, your host. Now, if you've been following us on our social media platforms, you might have seen us talking about the launch of our regional ambassador program. You might have asked yourself, what is this? The regional ambassador program grew out of CTIN's intentions to function as a pan-African community of practice in response to an ever-increasing interest from the wider African civic tech community, which is a testament to the need for a connected community in the civic tech space in Africa. So we officially launched a couple of weeks ago now with just four ambassadors on the continent representing the West, East, Southern, and Central regions of the continent. Today, we talked to one of those ambassadors. Hamid Khayar Defala is the CEO of and founder of CHED Innovation. CHED Innovation represents a community of young volunteers, Chadians and foreigners, entrepreneurs, executives, and students whose objective is to raise awareness, mobilize, engage, and equip young Chadians to learn and explore careers in entrepreneurship to build a resilient generation of young Chadian leaders. Hamid, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Obviously, I have introduced your organization, right? You have the founder of CHED Innovation, like we said before. But could you speak a little bit more about, you know, the work that you do, specifically related to civic tech with CHED Innovation?
All right. Like we have been created in 2018, and CHED Innovation is a tech hub, technology hub based in N'Djamena, which give advice, support, trends, and incubate the actor of the digital and technological ecosystem in Chad. It's also, we have three main subjects, like raise young people awareness on entrepreneurial culture and all its form by using innovative method and to help entrepreneur mature their project. Also, we are like the second objective is to sensitize young people on the proper use of the ICT and contribute to the development of the digital environment here.
Right.
Also, like we are kind of a coaching and into like giving advice on socioeconomic and digital development actor in Chad. And we are also part of the like the big network of ICT user or ICT people that promote gender and civic engagement, circular economy, and adaptation to climate change, and contributing by all of this mean to the economic development of Chad. In the civic tech platform, or like field, we have like during the COVID-19 time. Like when like COVID is really, you know, like we have developed a civic platform to fight against the coronavirus, but like it's a melting pot of young people. Like we have a developers and people from different background, and we get together and we said let's like use technology to raise awareness or also give information on good practices to observe and on the time of the coronavirus. And we propose a digital platform. And in this digital platform, we collect, like we spoke to doctors and specialists, and we take their phones and we spread this phone and through the web platform. And so people can call or can WhatsApp a doctor through it. So this is what we propose as a digital solution. So people like can observe the gesture barrier and also get a, like an advice from a doctor or from a specialist or psychologue or something like this.
Right.
So like this. And also we have also make it possible to provide a statistic on the evolution of the pandemic, like by gender, age, number, infected area, or yeah. So this is also one of the major things will help a lot of the connected, especially the youth who are connected through their WhatsApp and through their phones. And it has been a success. And we got also the thanks from the Ministry of Health because of that. So the second thing is we, you know, Chad, the late president died in war. And during that time, like, you know, it was the climate was really, you know, not really well. So, like, we built also another civic tech platform, right, which aimed to raise awareness and sensitize, like, citizens to play their role in the promotion of peace, union, and social cohesion. So basically, it provides citizens with a message and testimonies of the silent majority of the people who want peace and who want to be, you know, like have the social cohesion, and they don't want war, to live together and cultivate tolerance and of our difference and acceptance in their diversity, and for the development of the our country through digital. This campaign was financially supported by United States Agency for International Development in partnership with the Ministry of National Reconciliation and the technical support of FHE. And last one, you know, we are still in transition. And the next, politician and a lot of decider government, they are working on the next national dialogue. And we want it to be this inclusive, you know, even if you have the biggest room, it can maybe take 10,000 people, even if a stadium, you know. So, and Chadian are not, like I can say, we are 16 million. Mm. 16 million people. So, and we can use, you know, technology to get people to have their opinion, their says on this. And so we are working right now on a platform, like a civic platform, that will relay and all the debate, all the team of the national dialogue, first in a clear and readable way for young people. Like this is the first like objective, and the second one is to enable citizen participation in the national dialogue through this platform they can use. And hey, I'm interested in this youth proposition. This is good, and then like contribute to a democratic culture with digital technology, and you know, by encouraging the participation of mostly young people and girls, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and lastly, it's we want to be like it can be a tool, and like with the government vision of building the Chad we want in 2030. So it's a creation of evolving like decision making tool, you know.
Yeah.
So this is what we are working on it, and we are looking for support in this, like particularly in this platform. And the next dialogue is in April. So hopefully we will make it, and it's, we want to be evolving, like making decision tool.
Right, right. Now tell me. I mean, as somebody who doesn't know where Chad is, or you know, anything about Chad. You just said now you were developing an app that or a platform to sensitize citizens, right, and promote social cohesion. All these things. Could you paint the picture for me? And tell me why there was a need for all of this. Why there was a need for this platform to be developed in the first place?
Sometimes politician and mostly you know government they don't think much into like integrating the youth into the decision making, you know.
Right.
And sometimes they make decision and they said it's for the youth. So that's where like we have been working a lot with the youth, and we can gather a lot of information through using the you know the civic tech and using technology mostly. And most of the youth, you know, nowadays the generation, I think, why they are really connected, you know. Mm. So that's where the mean of building application and building platforms came from.
Is Chad prepared, or are the people of Chad prepared for this kind of? So, I mean, do we have people who are who have access to digital platforms, who are able to, you know, what kind of landscape are you looking at in terms of people who are going to be able to use these platforms when you do launch? I'm sure you've launched these other platforms you're talking about earlier. Do we have a sort of landscape where people are ready to use these platforms?
Like, yeah, it's you know, it's also part of our mission to raise awareness, and people can like join the use of the technology, you know. Mm. So I did mention, but you know, like we are working on this technology field and this side of building application and platforms. Mm. But also we want to integrate the people who are not really connected, like nomadic people, people yes. with disability, and people who doesn't speak English or mm. doesn't speak French or Arabic. So basically in all our campaign, we do a translation into the local language, you know, of the city, of the area.
Right.
And sometimes we broadcast them through the radio and national TVs. And sometimes regional TVs, and we go even farther from that. Like we do broadcast, like through this, you know, weekly markets. You know, those weekly market. You know, like inside chat, people use this weekly market because we don't want to left no one behind, like they said. And so we translate into the local language, and we go into those market where like. In this disco where people like sell music, and if you have a problem with your phone, you need a ringtone or something like this, you come there to people to research you or something like this. So we use this because we found out that sometimes we say we don't want people to, we want people to be inclusive, but sometimes we left over those people who doesn't have, you know, who doesn't care about, you know, TV or radio. Mm. So we went even farther for those nomadic people. You know, the market in Africa, you know, it's a glue. It's holding a lot of people together, you know. Mm. Even if I'm not interested in who is the president of Chad, but I'm interested of selling maybe my cow or my milk or my, you know. So basically, we broadcast a lot of messages into local language, like translated into local languages. And so that can reach those kind of people through the market, you know. Mm-hmm. So I can say here, like, we innovate somehow to reach those people who doesn't speak, you know, like, you know, the national languages, or they never been to a school or something like this. Right, because right. we want them also to learn, like this country is not for us only who speak English or French or who knows how to use ICTs. You have also to learn and to understand that the use of ICTs and the campaign is also for you and the chat. Like the next decision or the next chat must be inclusive. And if you want something to be inclusive, we want to integrate all of those people into this application.
Right. I can almost, you know, foresee the kind of challenges you will face with a 18% internet penetration in your country of young people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a very big challenge, especially if you want to have some sort of influence, right, in terms of decision making, like you said. I mean, what kind of impact are you expecting to have with this very little internet penetration, and how long do you think this kind of impact will take?
I can see, you know, through what we did, you know, with a lot of innovation spaces and incubator here. Mm-hmm. Lately, you know, last November, I can say, like the president, like in a youth forum, the president, decreased the price of the internet.
Right.
So you see the impact, like, because the internet is one of the most expensive, I can say also in Africa. And, this is during the plenary, you know, like young people raised their voice into the plenary, and the president was there, and he's saying like, okay, I get you, I get the youth, you know, from now on the internet is going to be down. So it took a week, and from the week they break down the price, divide into two, you know, so it's a 50% less now. So I believe, you know, when all those young people get together and when we collect all the real data, you know, the real data, and we have all the data together, and with the help of NGOs and with the help of the UNDP, you know, like those international organizations, We can, like, a little bit, I can say, force the government to work toward ICTs, and I think the name of the Ministry of Telecommunication also is changed. It became like a digital economy ministry. So it's a work in progress, I can say. And for me, I can say, you know, like there is everything is like it's free here. Like everything has to be built from zero. So it's a chance for us to be maybe the next. I don't know. Like you know. So that's why I believe. Like let's say 5 years from now, or let's say 10 years from now. I think we will reach, you know, we will reach the use of technology to solve local challenges easily, you know.
Yeah. That's going to take a lot. But I think organizations like Chat Innovation are very important, really, for digital transformation. And you know, this is such good work that you're doing as an organization. I know that you also have the incubator that you're working collaboratively with young people to create businesses, right? Are these business tech related, or are these all just all kinds of business that you have in this incubator?
Yeah, mostly we are based, like I can say, in the tech industry, because mostly of our funders and people are in the tech field.
Right.
But also we are focused into also the, I can say, this social entrepreneurship, you know.
Right.
Because as I can say, it's a new thing here, and we have to be patient, first of all, and we have to let people understand that, you know, hey, you can build something from zero, and there are people who can support you. So our incubator is open to all of the people and to hone their ideas sometimes and skills, and sometimes even I can say, like, we are into culture, we are into social entrepreneurship. We are into also doing some training for the people. But basically, we have the base, and sometimes, like, we are like connected to people. For example, if you passing through chat on emotion on another thing, and I know you, sometimes I call you, hey, during your time, do you have some 2-3 hours to speak to people? And we have those kind of talk also. Mm-hmm. And you can say, I want to talk about, you know, like maybe food. I want to talk about anything, you know.
Right.
And we will advertise, and we will let people know that there are somebody who's coming from South Africa, and he's working this and that. If you are interested in meeting him, you are welcome to come, and he's going to talk about this and that. So basically, we are doing a lot of groundwork, because we believe, like you see, we are 18% far away, so we need to do the grassroots people to understand what is about being a community, how to work together, how to, you know, to strategy together to push the government towards, you know, making the good laws, the good bills for us. You know?
Yeah. I suppose that's important. I think in a previous episode, listeners would have listened to this episode already. We had spoken about the importance of combining offline with the online, right? So if you want to have any sort of impact, right, applications and platforms by themselves are not enough, right? There needs to be groundwork. You need to work with grassroots organizations to be able to have the kind of impact that you envision. I mean, since we announced the program, I'm sure you've been very excited about the program and being able to penetrate the region. I mean, what are you looking forward to the most about this program?
Me, I can say, like, I'm looking, mostly of what I'm looking is, expertise, like, network, like building the network, first of all, like, this is the important part, you know, like, with the technology, I don't need to move, you don't need to come to me. We can work on a platform in chat from South Africa, from United States, you know, like, so that's the first of all, like, is the network. Second of all, as sharing experience, you know, what I'm looking for is like people to gather and share experience, you know, hey, we did this in South Africa. Can it work in chat? Okay, let's try it, you know, let's try it and see if it's working. and so on. You know, sometimes I believe we do the same thing all over Africa, and we don't think sometimes like yeah. And also, I'm part of the AfriLab. You know, AfriLab is the you know, the biggest network of hubs around. I think 3,000 hubs around Africa. You know, mostly of tech hubs.
Right.
And you know, I'm also using this kind of channel to vulgarize and to send the message for the Civic Tech Network Africa around. You know, so
right.
We need to also to work really smartly and use those kind of network because they have also a lot of funding. And I'm also working on maybe. Maybe doing a what we call this a civic tech festival, you know.
Right.
Like a civic tech festival, and so yeah. So let's we have to innovate, you know. We have to use this opportunity of being together to innovate and to find a way of funding and a way of doing those festival, you know. Maybe a festival next year will be in Chad. The next year is going to be et cetera, you know.
Right. That'll be very exciting. I mean, I imagine now that there are people who are listening to our podcast who are in and around the central region of Africa and who may want to connect with you and, you know, kind of, you know, find out from you about, you know, what are you doing that I can learn from? How do they contact you? How do they get in touch with the organization?
They can find our website on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, we are free and we are like responding to anyone. Like if they send a good message, we see if it's about the civic tech.
Yeah.
We are really, really connected and we are looking forward to receive a lot of messages from people.
Thank you so much, Hamid. I've enjoyed this conversation and hopefully we can have more conversations like this. So talking about more organizations in your region who are making a difference using civic technology. Thank you so much, Hamid. Thank you so much for joining us for the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me and looking forward to more podcasts. You know.
All right. That concludes this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and review the podcast. And please see the episode description for all the places you can follow and engage with the Civic Tech Innovation Network. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Civic Tech Innovation Network in partnership with Voice of Viz.